The Headline Challenge. BBC Tees.
And he's the editor on the record, the Baron himself, Peter. Baron, good morning to you.
You know why you've got to transport a bridge stamp, don't you?
And I've got one, thanks to Chris Wilson, the Groveville Post Office.
It's because you're a first-class male.
Peter, thank you. Let's move on. Story for today is...
Story today is about Maddie Munden, who has to nibble her way through 50,000 slices of bread a year because her job, 9 to 5, she is Asda's official full-time toast tester.
And she says, to me, the ultimate smell is the smell of toast, which is just as well as you've got to go through 50,000 slices of bread a year.
Yeah, it's a lot.
The headline is...
Breadwinner.
Breadwinner. We see exactly what you've done there, Peter Pan, but will it be good enough on this Tuesday morning? Sarah from the Breakfast Team, away you go.
Yet again, loads today. Thank you to everyone who's taken part. Shall we start with this one? This is from Mick in Yarm.
I feel it in bread fingers. I feel it in my toast. Loaf is all around.
Now, it is a bit long for a headline, but I have to say, he sang that so beautifully.
Ah, it's
almost
just classic.
Sent me.
He should make a record.
He should do.
Fantastic.
Thank you very much to Mick. Daniel says, a woman's work is never bun, which isn't bad. We've got Jamie and Norton says, the toastest with the mostest. Martin says, it's crumb-believable.
Yes.
Okay. Gordon and Eddie both say Toastmaster. John, Saul and Joan say browned off. We've got Andrew says the crash toast dummy. Daniel says eating white and rye. What a way to make a living.
Oh, yes.
And Mick says earning her crust. But the one we're going with, it's a film title, so it wouldn't
be too right.
It's a comic as well, I suppose.
Comics? Where does that appear in the rule book?
Well, it's a publication. And it's from Mark. Judge Bread.
You picked the wrong one there, haven't you?
Judge Bread, BBC Tees Breakfast. Bread winner, Northern Echo. On whose bread is the butter going to be spread today? Kerry Albert, all things fair?
Oh, I like them both today. I think they're both good. I'm going to give points each, but because Judge Bread's a film, 2, so 3-1 to Tees.